Okay, ladies and gentlemen, in a surprise appearance, for the first time since the field in San Francisco at the Clarified Hunger Bowl, we are bringing you Beard Talk once again with Jack Cornell. Jack, how are you?
I'll tell you what, it's fantastic to be back on here doing this.
This is the seventh Beard Talk.
Yep.
First was, I think, Rantoul in 10.
Yeah.
Was the first. No, Rantoul in 09 was the first time, and then we did a Rantoul in 10, 11, and then we did it on.
We made it an annual thing.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, so how's your beard?
Beard's doing well, yeah. As you can see.
Looks well.
I've let it grow out a little more since my college days,
uh-huh.
And I let it get as long as my wife will allow it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, you know, the last time we talked, we had a beard talk. I wasn't married. Now I'm married.
Okay.
I'm growing up.
Uh-huh.
We adopted a little puppy, so we're raising a family.
All right. Yeah.
Things are going well, and the beard is going strong.
Still not cheek shaving. She allows you to
She lets it go. She's finally gotten so used to it, and I think she understands that it's such a part of me that she wants it to be as long and as big as possible.
Excellent.
But
excellent.
Just not out of control.
Okay, so your first year was with the Ravens. Now you're with the Raiders.
Yep.
How are things there?
Things are good. I got a good opportunity there.
Yeah.
They made a lot of moves in free agency on the offensive line, which I think is a good thing. A lot of good competition. One of my biggest assets has always been being able to play all five spots up front. And as long as I can continue to do that, I think my chances are good going in, making this team or some other team, but I feel good about it.
Good, good. Let's talk about beards in the NFL.
Let's do it.
There are a lot of beards in the NFL.
There are a lot of beards in the NFL.
Uh-huh. Thoughts on that?
Obviously, the first one that comes to mind is Brett Keisel.
Yes.
My rookie year in Baltimore when we played Pittsburgh, I was walking off the field after the game, and we kind of made eye contact, mm-hmm. and we both kind of looked at each other like we were staring into a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Did you do like a little beard nod? You know that thing where you're walking down the street, you see a guy with a beard, and you're
like, "Of course,
yep,
of course,
yep." You and me.
It was totally understandable. He had no idea who I was, but he recognized the beard.
And, that's fantastic.
And we kept it there. So
that is fantastic.
It was good.
That's good. So give me your thoughts on hipster beards since we last talked in 2011.
Uh-huh.
Beards have come a little too trendy. They're usually messy, sloppy, patchy things somewhere in Brooklyn or like in Silicon Valley. What are your thoughts on hipster beards?
Well, I'll tell you what, if the only body hair that a man has is on his face, then he's not doing it right. You know, if you don't have it on your chest or your back, shoulders, then you really just have a beard because it's ironic to
him. I couldn't agree more.
These people, I respect that they want to have beards. I think everybody should be able to have a beard, but... Mm-hmm. Like I said, if that's the only body hair that a man has, he's not doing it right.
Okay. Okay, the offensive linemen are right in front of us now. So, Taylor Barton probably has the best beard on the defense.
Uh-huh.
The offensive linemen are fairly weak in the beard category. Like, Simon, totally clean shaven.
I see a lot of baby faces over there, uh-huh. and, you know...
Pat Flavin, no facial hair. Maybe Teddy's got a little facial hair. Tony Durkin has a little bit. But
Tony Durkin does have a little bit. But you know what? If Tony Durkin has the thickest facial hair on the O-line, then I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I've heard big things about Michael Heights.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I can see his beard, but the problem is it's the same color as his hair, which is also the same color as his skin.
Yep.
So it makes it hard to
see. We got Flavin coming over to say hi. Alex, they have no facial... No, Flavin has a little... Alex has no facial hair.
What are you doing, boy?
Hey, I'm trying to grow it out.
You're trying to grow it out. We're doing this interview right now, so I'm going to switch to you. What do you think of his beard right now?
I mean, that is the traditional Jack Cornell beard going on right now.
It really is. Let's evaluate the fullness right there under the chin.
Full. It definitely has a good color to it, good tone. If I saw Jack and it was any shorter, any less, I'd be disappointed.
Okay, that's good. That's good. What do you think of the overlap he has from the mustache hair over the?
That's what it's all about. That's classic Jack Cornell.
That's classic Jack. You have a classic Jack beard.
I always gotta have a straw when I'm drinking out of a cup because otherwise this is a mess.
What do you think of Pat's facial hair here?
He's trying, man, and I give him props. He's 295. He's got a little beard going.
That's right.
Good stuff.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to have to wrap it up because Coach Ricker's here now. Tony Durkin has some facial hair.
I'm proud of you, Tony.
See? Look at this. Michael Heights has some facial hair. We are talking facial hair right now.
Welcome to the big city. Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Oh, man.
All this happens, everybody's coming over to see you. Yeah, that's good. Okay, we had to pause there because...
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. You're a popular figure here.
Well, I'm back home, you know. We're in the 217. Uh-huh. We're in beautiful Springfield, Illinois, the capital of the great state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Watching some Illini football. I mean, it doesn't get any better on Friday afternoon than this.
With a beard to protect your face from these cold winds.
Yep.
Yep.
That's Jack, all you need.
I appreciate it.
Robert,
this has been Beard Talk 7. We'll bring in the next one from the Super Bowl.
All right.